My name is Danielle Koyama. I'm with the Toronto Disaster Relief Committee, and I would like to thank you all for coming here today. I would like to ask that you hold your questions until the end, after all the speakers have finished speaking. 19 anti-poverty activists were arrested by police after staging a mock eviction in protest of the thousands of forced evictions that are occurring every week and resulting in the growing homelessness disaster and the growing number of deaths. John Clark and Sean Lee Popham remain in jail as political prisoners. Today we have come together in solidarity to demand justice and to speak out against this government that is attempting to criminalize political dissent by attacking OCAP. We cannot and will not let them stop us or this movement for a fair and just society, which includes civil rights. People are lining up willing to speak out, but we are trying to keep this short, so we ask that the speakers do keep this in mind. And I would just like to say that Sean Lee Popham's father, Terry Lee, is also present here today and will be available later for questions. So I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Barrick German from the Toronto Disaster Relief Committee.
I'm so proud of the people who come here because they're speaking out for all of us, for all Canadians, if ever there was a time. I went to the last demonstration of OCAP and there must have been $500,000 paid out for police. In this area, people are dying in the streets. We just finished a study of 138 people, and half of those people had attempted suicide in their lives. That's what it's like. That's what terrorism is like. That's what the Tory government has given homeless people, is terror. And OCAP members have been called terrorists. I should explain what OCAP does here. We stand in front of a little office, and homeless people and poor people line up to enter this office. They come here for transportation tickets. They come here when they're given tickets in the street because they're begging for food, begging for anything. When the personal needs allowance was attacked, a little bit of money given to homeless people each day for the little things that they needed, OCAP stood up, and the city government backed off. When the shelters were full, OCAP went to Doctors Hospital and occupied Doctors Hospital, and Doctors Hospital opened, and people were let inside from the cold. Is that what these people mean by terrorism? We need OCAP here. We don't need the poverty. All the people living in poverty are already living in prison. We want all of our friends out of prison. And we demand that our friends be out of prison. Because if we let them be in prison, we too will soon be in prison. We'll be in poverty, or we'll be in their prison.
Our next speaker is Judy Rebick, who has both written about this case and testified on John's behalf last week.
I'm here because I am deeply concerned about the erosion of civil and political rights in this province, in this country. This is the second time in 3 months that a political leader has been jailed with no reason in the criminal law because of his politics. In April, Jaggi Singh was arrested on a trumped-up arm charge and held without bail. Now, Sean Lee Popham and John Clark are held without bail for charges that in no way justify being held without bail. They are not a danger to the community, and they are not a flight risk. Murderers get out on bail. And for what amounts to a hopped-up occupation, a mock evasion, these two men have been in jail for weeks. You know, when unpopular radical leaders are jailed because they're unpopular, because the media doesn't like them, the politicians don't like them. The erosion to our freedom of speech is at hand. And if we allow it, if we allow John Clark, because he's been vilified, to sit in jail for no reason in the criminal law, then all of us are guilty of allowing the Mike Harris government to erode our rights. I've been horrified by the increased level of police repression that started at Windsor a little over a year ago, and which we've seen now at every demonstration. You know, we had an armed camp up on University Avenue of police for a tiny demonstration. We see people being jailed for offenses that they used to be let out on. You know, I used to be the leader of the Ontario Coalition for Abortion Clinics, and today I would be in jail for the kind of demonstrations I used to organize, because sometimes they became violent because the anti-choice would come and provoke us. So I appeal to you, to the public, to the media, to expose what is going on in this province and this country. OCAP, yes, OCAP organizes confrontational demonstrations, and they do it because it's the only reason they can get the rest of the province to pay attention to the desperate poverty that exists in this province and the horrible policies of this government that put people's lives at risk. It's easy to stand up for the rights of people we agree with and people we like. But the real test of a democratic society is to stand up for the rights of people who make us uncomfortable and who maybe we don't like. Sean Lee Popham and John Clark should be freed from prison, and they should be freed immediately.
Our next speaker is Eldon Comfort from Amnesty International.
Thank you, Danielle. I want to speak briefly from the perspectives of a longtime member of Amnesty International and as a veteran of World War II. I also represent all those who wear ties on a summer day. The raison d'etre for Amnesty International began and continues to be to free all prisoners of conscience, that is, men and women imprisoned for their beliefs. Typically, we find ourselves addressing injustices in countries other than Canada, mostly police states where the military are in control. But today, we have here in Canada a situation reminiscent of a third world country. The circumstances surrounding John Clark's arrest, incarceration, and denial of bail fit our definition of a political prisoner. This denial of due process, coming days before the Olympic decision, will be perceived as an attempt to silence an orator who embarrasses authorities when he exposes their hypocrisies and their callousness with respect to homelessness. Yeah. It would seem that this arbitrary use of power is meant also to intimidate others, like us here, who would vigorously protest against injustices. Where is our proud tradition of Canadian justice? It looks as though Amnesty International has work to do here in Canada. As a veteran of World War II, I remember the risks that I took were to defend democratic rule that would include the rights of men and women to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and yes, the freedom of dissent. I am disturbed as a member of Amnesty International that bail for John Clark is being withheld. Justice delayed is justice denied.
Thank you, Eldon. I'd like to ask Jean-Claude Perrault, Vice President of the Canadian Labour Congress.
I am here today because I admire the courage of people like John Clark and Sean Lee Poppen, who should not be in jail today, and of others like Sue Aldiss and all the other members of OCAP and their supporters who are fighting to protect the... they are fighting for the people that we need to support, for the poor people, for citizens of this country that are not recognized as citizens as often they should be. They are citizens. They are not just homeless people. They're not just poor people. I also want to say that I'm here because we need to protest the repression that is taking place in this country and in this province against those who want to expose what is going on in our country, who want to expose the real violence that is taking place in our province and in this city. It is important we are there, that we support. I'm here also because I was asked by the Ontario Canadian Labour Congress to give a donation to OCAP to support the struggle that is taking place right now. And I also want to say that all these arrests, the bail that are being denied, the denial of rights as a condition to have a bail, all these are not taking place because of the so-called illegal activities that have taken place. These are taking place because the government want to be sure that the real cause why those people were protesting are not being exposed to the public. The real violence that is taking place is not being exposed to the public. So we do ask that you support OCAP, that you support the fight in favor of the poor people, that you support the fight for the homeless, that you support the fight for citizens of our country. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Buzz Hargrove, President of the Canadian Auto Workers.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here with the Toronto Disaster Relief Committee, with OCAP and allies of the Disaster Relief Committee and allies of OCAP. And like other speakers, I'm here because I am incredibly concerned about the erosion of civil rights, political rights. And I've always been a believer, as a strong believer in democracy, that whether or not you agree with one's tactics or not is not the issue. The question of justice has to be the same for all of us. And if you look at what created the environment that we face today, that John Clark and his colleague, Sean, who are currently sitting in a jail in Whitby, if you look at the atmosphere that was created by the Harris government. Starting out when they were first elected by cutting welfare, by freezing the minimum wage now for 6 years and seeing an erosion of over 30% in the income of those working at minimum wages or on welfare. The lifting of rent controls, where people are paying a lot more today for rent controls than ever. As I said to the Labour Minister at a recent meeting, this is what your government is doing, and you have to ask yourself a question: who is creating the atmosphere for violence? But the real issue today, is there any justice in having John Clark and Sean continue in jail? And there is none. It's a denial of natural justice. And all citizens have an obligation to speak out on that behalf. So I'm here today with the president of our CAW Council, the National Council of our union, Ken Lewenza, who is their president, to say that we may have some disagreements with OCAP on tactics. But we have absolutely no disagreement on the fight against homelessness, the fight for people who are living in poverty, those without privilege or power or a voice in the legislatures or the parliament of this country. And we're certainly here to say as strongly as we can, there is no justice as long as John Clark of OCAP and his colleague are in jail, and they should be released immediately. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Anthony Shelton, the Executive Assistant from QP Ontario.
The members of the Canadian Union of Public Employees across Ontario are the workers who witnessed firsthand the devastation and suffering caused by the hurtful policies and program funding cuts of the Harris government. Within our union, there are many members saying they can no longer stand idly by and watch the polarization of people in our society under this uncaring government. Under the Tory watch, we have seen more children live in poverty, more people without shelter, a growing disparity between the rich and the poor, and people dying because of tainted water than any other time in our history. QP Ontario is here today for two reasons. First and foremost, we continue to provide both financial and moral support to OCAP. This support is unequivocal, and we will continue to do so. OCAP provides the help to people in the most basic level and also speaks out loudly against this government's hurtful policies. But too many other people remain silent. Secondly, we are concerned about the increasing tendency in our justice system to target people who challenge the powers that be. We saw earlier this year, as Judy Rebic pointed out, and I was there in the streets of Quebec City during the meeting of the FTA, that anti-globalization activist like Jagjit Singh was denied bail following his arrest at the Quebec City summit. Like Singh, John Clark and Shawnee Popham have been targeted for their refusal to back down to the ludicrous extent that the Crown labeled Clark a terrorist. These actions are aimed at silencing dissent. Many of us here have seen tactics like this used in the past by governments and by police. It is our duty every time to speak out against the misuse of power. Through the efforts of Premier Mike Harris's government, greed has become a virtue and poverty a sin. Like the healthcare system, we believe that increasingly we're seeing a two-tier justice system in Ontario. One system that treats the wealthy with kids' gloves, and one that treats the poor in a draconian manner. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Peter Bailey, local president of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers.
Thank you, sister. And thank you to the Toronto Disaster Relief Committee and to the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty for allowing me to have the opportunity to talk to you people today. I'd like to send a message loud and clear to this community and to the powers that be that postal workers will continue to stand up for what we believe is right and what we believe is just and what we believe that people like John Clark and Sean will defend them, we will speak out against what's happening to them, and we will stand with them, not only shoulder to shoulder, but also so that we can walk together with our heads held high. It's important in communities to walk with our heads high and not afraid of what the police are doing around the corners, not afraid of what the courts are going to do, not afraid of what the right-wing agenda is going to drag us down to. It's important that we keep our heads held high and be heard loud and clear that we will not tolerate this, we will not tolerate the injustices, and we will stand and we'll fight against them, and we'll make that loud and clear with our dollars and with our feet. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Barry Weisletter, Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, District Number 12.
Friends, as a vice president of Toronto District 12 OSSTF, I want to convey this message on behalf of the president of the district. It's addressed to OCAP and it reads as follows. I have been instructed by the District 12 Council of the Secondary School Teachers of Toronto, representing some 8,000 members, to protest the ongoing incarceration and denial of bail to John Clark and Shawnee Popham by the police and courts of the province of Ontario. Our members have always believed that members of society are entitled to a free trial, and any punishment that is visited upon citizens must occur only after the citizen is allowed to confront his or her accusers in a court of law. The members of District 12 OSSTF call for the immediate release of John Clark and Shawnee Popham and the dropping of all charges against them by the authorities. Now, as a delegate to the Labour Council of Toronto and York Region, I'm also pleased and proud to report that as a result of a meeting last night, the following motion was adopted unanimously. Labour Council calls upon the Government of Ontario to immediately release John Clark and Shawnee Popham, who have been held without bail for the past several weeks. urges affiliates to send letters to the Attorney General, Solicitor General, and the media to demand that John Clark and Sean Lee Popham be released, continues to show solidarity with OCAP in this difficult struggle. That's from the Labour Council of the City of Toronto. And I just want to conclude with this personal observation. It seems to me that we're dealing with a government not apparently not concerned with its popularity in the polls, not concerned with its loss of consecutive by-elections, or the prospect of losing government. The Harris government, assured of eventual appointments to corporate boards of directors and life memberships in posh golf clubs, are in a race to wreck public education, to wreck public health care, welfare, health and safety in the workplace, and workers' rights. They will continue to fast-track reactionary legislation like Bill 45, which includes tax credits for private school supporters. The Tories do this regardless of the political consequences, hopeful that subsequent governments will be unwilling or unable to undo the damage. The Tories and their big business backers hate OCAP. They hate John and Sean Lee because OCAP is taking the lead in organizing a fight back. Because OCAP is calling for economic disruption to bring down a regime that is plainly unfit to govern. Denial of bail. Denial of bail to John and Sean Lee is not in the interest of public safety. It is purely in the interest of the safety and protection of the social and political criminals in the government. I am proud to stand with many others to demand the release of the OCAP activists and the dropping of all the charges going back to June 2000. And I predict that come October the 16th, the Tories will discover that they can jail a person, but they cannot jail a movement. No justice, no peace. Fight to win.
I'd like to introduce Chris Ramsrup from the Metro Network for Social Justice and Tanya Gulliver from the Church of the Holy Trinity.
Free John and Sean!
Free John and Sean! Free John and Sean! Free John and Sean!
Worker for the Church of the Holy Trinity. With me is Chris Ramsrup, an organizer with the United Farm Workers of America. Together we're members of the Steering Committee for the Metro Network for Social Justice. MNSJ represents almost 250 organizations across the city who are committed to economic and social justice. We join with the others present today to denounce the acts of Durham Regional and Toronto Police, as well as the ludicrous criminal justice system that has denied bail to John Clark and Sean Lee Popham.
We're here basically to state that we're here to demand their immediate release. And we want to make sure that the message does get out. That the real act of terrorism, the real threat to our society, is not the sisters and brothers who take on the fight. It is the governments of the province who systematically try to destroy public health care, education, and the social services. These are the real criminals, not those who fight. And guess what? The fight is going to continue. And the only thing I can say is wait till the government. Wait till October, because when the economic disruptions, you best remember that we're going to fight to win.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Peter Rosenthal, a well-known social justice lawyer. And with him is Howard Morton, who will be available at the end for questions as well.
I think the most useful thing I can contribute is an explanation of some of the legal situation. Some 19 people were arrested on June 12th of this year. Two of them are still in custody. Sean Lee Popham has been in custody since June 12th. You can count the number of days from June 12th to now. It's getting on to being a month. He's innocent until proven guilty, of course, but he's in jail awaiting trial, and he was ordered detained until his trial. His lawyer is Jeff House, and I'm advised that Mr. House intends to bring a bail review application on July 16 in that matter. Now, that case can't be talked about so much as John Clark's can because there was a publication ban ordered over the objections of the defense with respect to what happened in that hearing. John Clark's hearing was not banned from the press, and you can report anything you want to about it. And what I would think might be reportable about it is that he was kept in custody in spite of the fact that he said he would not participate in any demonstrations whatsoever, pending trial. And the only times he's ever been arrested in his 47 years of life have been at demonstrations. If he doesn't participate in any demonstrations, one might think that any concern about him committing any criminal offense is nil. Nonetheless, he was ordered detained. What is going to happen on Monday, this Monday, July 9th, in the Whitby Superior Court, is a review of that detention. The Superior Court Justice will be asked to vacate the detention order and release him on appropriate conditions, and that presumably will be open to the public, that hearing as well. It'll take place at 10 o'clock in the Whitby Superior Court, which is at 605 Rossland Drive, I think, Rossland something. The way you get there is you drive out on the 401 and go north on Brock Street and then east on Rossland Road to the courthouse. I hope to see you there.
Thank you, Peter. We have one more unexpected speaker, Mo Hamad, the Labor Solidarity in Iran.
Hi, my name is Mo Hamadi, and I'm a representative of Labor Solidarity in Iran, and also Iranian Refugee Federation, which we have branches in 20 different countries. Well, actually, we are here to express our support, and also we are demanding John Clark and whoever was arrested to be free immediately. It's ridiculous. Because of Mike Harris' policy, we have extremely poverty in this society, and like last week, Mike Harris went to the court. Because of his policy, 9 people died. And instead of putting him in trial, because of his policy, he's killing people, John Clark has been in trial. So what we are demanding, John Clark should be free immediately, and instead of him, Mike Harris should be in trial because of his policy, because of homelessness, because of poverty, and because of killing people in this society. Thank you so much.
Sue Collis from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty.
I can't directly bring greetings to you from Shanley Popham because that's contrary to my conditions. But I did speak to John Clark this morning, and I want to let everyone know what high spirits they're in. While they may be held in custody for no legal ground and on strictly political reasons, the reason that they're in high spirits is because of people like the Colonel right here, because of people like Brian over there, the people who are here today who live at Tent City, who live in the hostels, who live in the shelters, and who have fought with us every step of the way. And I think of those people also who aren't here, like Dusty, and like Frank, who are members, who are still members of our coalition. And it's for them. It's for them. It's the lives that the people are being forced to lead. It's the poverty and the destitution that is being rammed down people's throats. And that the fact that in the face of that, people every day still struggle against this government. And when John, and I'm sure also when Sean, knows that, that it makes their time go damn fast. Because they are not alone, they are not abandoned. There are all of these people here today who know what is going on is wrong and who have committed and are committed to carrying on, not just with their release, but with the ongoing struggle against poverty and the Harris government. And I just also want to say, I know Cheryl called out before that resistance can't be jailed. And an interesting comment, because I'm also aware that on Range 5 in Whitby Jail, there's quite a bit of organizing going on. So let me just say that right now there's considerable issues around conditions in Whitby, as there are in jails all across this province and, in fact, the country. In Whitby, people can't get medication on time. When they're dealing with high blood pressure, they can't get their medication. They're dealing with all these different kinds of issues. There's a particular issue around a chin-up bar that was taken out of the range on the grounds that somehow it was a security risk. And there's also just a general issue around representation, that when inmates have legitimate grievances and problems with the jail, that there is no formal representation that is available. And I know that a letter has gone in to the superintendent of Whitby Jail, signed by every single person on that range, calling for a formal and official system of representation to be set up. So let me just say, you know, in broader terms, if the state really thinks that they're doing good and protecting themselves by keeping these individuals in jail, they might better think again, because there really is not any greater place of political and potential conflict than when you have a situation where, you know, cells that are meant for two men are crowded with three and four on a routine basis. If you're talking about a potential explosion, well, I think any one of the jails in Ontario, there's always that potential. So they might better want to think whether, in the interests of, as they would put, the calmness and the working of society, whether it's really in their best interest to have those two gentlemen locked up right now.